as the white-collar equivalent of cleaning toilets. Necessary, perhaps, but unpleasant and even a bit unclean. I'm convinced we've gotten it wrong. This is an audiobook about sales. But it is unlike any audiobook about sales you have listened to or ignored before. That's because selling in all its dimensions, whether pushing Buicks on a car lot or pitching ideas in a meeting, has changed more in the last 10 years than it did over the previous 100. Most of what we think we understand about selling is constructed atop a foundation of assumptions that has crumbled. In part one of this audiobook, I lay out the arguments for a broad rethinking of sales as we know it. In chapter one, I show that the obituaries declaring the death of the salesman in today's digital world are woefully mistaken. In the United States alone, some 1 in 9 workers still earns a living trying to get others to make a purchase. They may have traded sample cases for smartphones and are offering experiences instead of encyclopedias, but they still work in traditional sales. More startling, though, is what's happened to the other 8 in 9. They're in sales, too. They're not stalking customers in a furniture showroom, but they, make that we, are engaged in what I call non-sales selling.